This is Spirit Over Mind,
your newest voyage into meditation and spirituality. Manifestation. You might have heard of manifestation, but maybe the actual process of achieving it seems extremely vague. Most know it by its very basic definition: to create something or turn something from an idea into a reality. In psychology, manifestation generally means using your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs to bring something to our physical reality. But is it really that simple? Yes and no. You see, the act of thinking something doesn't allow manifestation to happen on its own. You have to think it on two levels, consciously and subconsciously. And when your subconscious thinks something, that is belief. Your subconscious doesn't know the difference between what's real or what it's experiencing. For example, the subconscious doesn't know the difference between the dream world and your waking one. All it knows is that it's experiencing something. This is important. This is the key to true manifestation. The trick to manifestation is understanding that it's not about forcing yourself to imagine your life the way you want it. It's believing that your life is already the way you want it. It's shifting your energy to gratitude versus desire. Desire is what keeps you from obtaining. Gratitude is thanking the universe for what you already have in order to effectively manifest the life you want. You have to start believing that you already have the life you want, and the universe will continue to move things to you that you resonate in a similar frequency to. Objects are attracted to other objects that resonate similarly to them. So in order to attract the life you want, you have to become the person that exists in that life already. Now, Vincent is going to guide you through this meditation.
To begin this meditation, find a comfortable spot, sitting or laying down, and close your eyes. Imagine the life you desire. Think about every subtle nuance of it. I could maybe guess that you might have started thinking about the house you want to live in, or maybe the dream job you hope to have, or perhaps the car you'd like to drive, or the family you hope to find. How do we take these desires and actually obtain them? Manifestation works by rewiring the brain, by changing your perception, and by doing this, you change the frequency by which you resonate. All your cells vibrate, and electricity is literally flowing through your body right now. You have to change your mindset to a more positive and grateful one, in order to exist at a frequency that will continue to attract things and opportunities that resonate similarly with what you want. It's like the universe recognizes you as a different being, and therefore, you shift into a reality where things better match the energy you have. At least, that's what I believe. I'd like to share a personal story. I've experienced chronic daily pain for more than a decade of my life. It wore me down each day until I got to a point where I didn't even want to experience this life this way anymore. Then, one day, after returning from a week in the ER, I decided to believe that this life was an opportunity to grow, as opposed to an obstacle to keep me down. This was the spark of me shifting into my better life. I chose to focus on the things in my life that were beautiful, rather than the things that I wished were beautiful. And from there, I began to transform and evolve, shifting my energy into a reality that better suited me, a reality that I desired, a reality that I used to believe I would one day have, the one I have now. That is manifestation. So now that you know what it is, and you have an example of it, let's start implementing it. To begin, let's spend some time centering ourselves, breathing in and out naturally. Now start making a mental list of all the things in your life that you are grateful for. Spend a few moments doing this, and if you run out of things, just keep thinking. Think of the most basic things too. For example, I'm grateful for the ability to breathe. Feel the energy of gratitude flowing in and around you, like a shield. Keep thinking. Keep practicing gratitude. Okay, now let's start shifting our self-talk to something more positive, something more in line with what you want your life to be. As they say, the more you say something, the more it becomes real. So what you tell yourself every day forms what your reality actually is. Your self-talk is the quickest, most direct way for your conscious mind to speak with your subconscious mind. Communicating to your subconscious can be so powerful, and in my opinion, is the quickest and easiest way to manifest the life you want. Because much of who we are is rooted in our subconscious mind. And the subconscious controls the action and way of which you live your life. If you tell yourself you are broken over and over, day after day, you always will be. But if you start telling yourself you are beautiful over and over, day after day, you come to realize that you truly are beautiful. So let's give it a try. Let's try communicating to our subconscious. It's not going to be instant, but over time, it will begin to become truth. So repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am strong. I am important. Again, repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am strong. I am important. Another way I like to think about it, because I'm also a huge nerd, I like to refer back to something I learned in high school physics class. There are two main categories of energy, potential and kinetic. Potential is what comes first. It's stored energy. And kinetic is the action that follows. So, if we connect this to manifestation, in order to manifest this physical life you want, you have to create and be the potential for that life to happen. Rather than imagining all of these physical differences in the life that you want, try to focus and visualize on how you feel differently in this life. How proud you are. How happy and joyous you are. And how confident, calm, and safe you feel in this life that you desire. Like I mentioned in episode 4, To Be a Flower, referring back to Jim Carrey saying, "You have to be heaven to see heaven." In order to manifest all these things in the life you want, you have to let that life come from you, not at you. As humans, it's easy to naturally think that life is all cause and effect. So we think having money or a nice house or a good job will make us happy. And yeah, that's true. Most likely would give us a sense of happiness. But rather than thinking those things have to happen first to be the cause, maybe the cause is you deciding right now to become the person that lives in that life already, to let the energy flow from you, not at you. So repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am strong. I am important. Manifestation is not wishing on a star. It's being the star. It's allowing the universe's energy within to move you into a reality where everything you resonate with exists. Repeat after me once again. I am beautiful. I am strong. I am important. And continue to say this to yourself as often as you think of it. As soon as you wake up and before falling asleep. Whenever you're stressed or in doubt, remind yourself that your reality comes from you. You are the potential. You are the universe. Thank you for joining us in this meditation today. We hope you gained something from it, but let us know. And be sure to leave a rating and review so we know how we're doing. And we will see you again next Monday.